See, now here is a tale of sorrow and pity. Consider the following scenes. Here tell of the suffering throes of a city, the tragedy that would befall New Orleans. And the storm came from the sea, and as it drew close, we knew what was to be. We were told, don't delay, you must prepare your city for just such a day. Emergency said you must leave New Orleans. Katrina is well on its way. If you have no wheels to flee from your home, we've got plans to take you from the Superdome. The poor and the old who could not leave the city did what they were told. They knew help was at hand. All they had to do was just to follow the plan. Katrina the Terrible circled our city like raging banshee from hell. The citizens huddled that terrible night, not knowing the city dikes weren't built that well. And the water was high, but did not top the dikes, and our walls should have held. But whatever the cause, the dikes did not stand up to physical laws. We thought they'd be with us in this hour of need, but FEMA was no help at all. They blocked the supplies from entering the city. There was simply commotion and Brownian motion. We were not prepared. There was simply not enough people who cared. And whatever for the truth, we were prying out holes just to get on the roof. The president said that the looting must stop. The cops on the street cried, obey. You cannot lift sustenance from flooded streets. You have to wait till we get out of your way. It was shoot to kill, but our babies were starving, our elders were ill. And we braved flooded streets. Through the waters we moved, looking for things to eat. An overworked man from Jefferson Parish, he broke down on national TV. Said somebody's coming to get you on Monday. Somebody's coming to get you on Tuesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Wednesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Thursday. Somebody's coming to get you on Friday. Orange juice arrived at the Superdome. We were more dead than alive, not by convoy or truck, just a car and two citizens who had some luck. When the New Orleans refugees came through the waters, they bellowed from Gretna, go back. There's property here that shall not disappear, and we don't give a damn what you do or don't lack. And what did get saved was by ordinary people rescuing day to day. When the cavalry came, it was really too late, only rescue in Maine. And when on TV we saw all of those poor, we thought it would open our eyes. Without home, without hope, at the big Superdome, will we once more succumb to your media lies? And the poor and the old who could not leave the city did what they were told. They knew help was at hand. All they had to do was just to follow the plan.